With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Governor Steve Bullock says all flags flown in the state will be lowered for 7 days to honor U.S. Senator John McCain. Bullock says flags will fly at half staff from today until McCain is buried on Sunday. The Arizona Republican died Saturday of brain cancer. Montana Senators John Tester and Steve Daines both issued statements praising McCain for his service. Former Montana Senator Max Baucus served alongside McCain in the Senate for 28 years and called him a great guy.
He's intense. I mean, he's driven. He's an amazing guy. Very much subscribes to the sort of the military code of honor. Stands up for America. He's a patriot. And he's honest. He's direct. He may not always agree with him, and he may not always agree with you, but he says what he thinks. He speaks truth to power because he has all the credibility to do so.
Governor Bullock's proclamation calls McCain a hero in war and in Congress. Bullock says McCain's moral courage, perseverance, and ability to work with all who wanted to advance American values will never be forgotten. Canadian officials have lifted an evacuation order for Waterton Lakes National Park after rain helped slow a fire burning across the border in neighboring Glacier National Park. Parks Canada officials said in a statement today that most of last week's closures have been lifted for Waterton Park's trails, backcountry campgrounds, and waterways. The rain also slowed the Howe Ridge fire burning inside Glacier near Lake McDonald. Evacuations there remain in place, and officials say there's the possibility of wind-driven fire activity later this week when drier weather arrives. I'm Eric Whitney.
I'm Nick Mott. The widespread precipitation gracing Montana has at least tapped the brakes in the 2018 fire season. But National Weather Service meteorologist Trent Smith says it's not the full stop event everybody's hoping for.
We can't say that this is a season ender. It's definitely going to slow down our fire season. Like I said, it's all the fires that we're aware of have gotten a good amount of precipitation. But it does look like we'll start warming up and probably get a little bit more winds later on this week.
The rain, snow, and cool temperatures are being felt from the mountains of northwest Montana to the plains of eastern Montana. It slowed the spread of a fire burning near the U.S.-Canada border enough to prompt the lifting of an evacuation order issued last week for Waterton Lakes National Park. The rain slowed but did not extinguish another fire burning in Glacier National Park near Lake McDonald that destroyed 14 residences and other structures. Missoula area fire danger has now subsided enough that officials will lift Stage 2 fire restrictions that have been in place since early August. That goes into effect Wednesday at 12:01 a.m. Meteorologist Trent Smith urges us to enjoy what's left of this rainy system.
Unfortunately, we're not seeing too much of another big wet system moving in anytime soon.
The forecast calls for highs from the 70s to lower 80s and breezy conditions by week's end. Glacier National Park officials say a wildfire that shut down portions of the park for the past 2 weeks has not slowed work on a backcountry dormitory that burned last year. Glacier spokeswoman Lauren Alley says the park has not changed a construction schedule that calls for the Sperry Chalet to be rebuilt by fall 2019. The chalet, built in 1914, was one of the two stone lodges remaining from the days when visitors arrived by railway to explore the park by horseback. A lightning-caused fire last August damaged the dining hall and destroyed the dormitory, leaving only the stone walls. The chalet built in The Park Service has set aside $12 million for reconstruction that began last month. The Howe Ridge fire, several miles west of the chalet, has burned more than 19 square miles. Staffers at the Missoula Independent newspaper say its parent company, Lee Enterprises, is threatening to gut the alternative weekly. Today, the paper turned to its readers for help. Edward O'Brien reports.
The Missoula Independent staff unionized earlier this year, making it one of only a handful of union papers now owned by publishing giant Lee Enterprises. The Independent's in the middle of its first contract negotiations with Lee, which bought the Indy in April of 2017. Indy reporter Derek Brower says it's not going well.
They told us they were thinking about shutting down the paper and offered an alternative proposal, which would outsource all functions but the newsroom to the Missoulian and to some of their regional design headquarters that they have, and then reserve the right to lay off up to two reporters in our newsroom. We only have four people in the newsroom, so that's a pretty substantial cut.
Management for Lee Enterprises could not be reached for comment. Brower, a member of the paper's bargaining committee, says staff isn't asking for higher wages, only a few improved benefits, such as the ability to cash out unused paid time off. He says their centerpiece demand is
to have the company recognize that the Independent holds a distinct place in the media ecosystem here, and to commit in that contract to not outsource those various departments.
Brower concedes the Indy is losing money. He says he can't divulge details due to a non-disclosure agreement.
The financial situation of the Indy is not so grave that with a commitment to working together to find a viable path forward, that couldn't be found.
The paper has launched a new campaign to urge its supporters to stand up for the Indy by posting on social media with the hashtag KeepMissoulaIndy with a Y.
The best thing you can do is explain why you read the publication. For the paper to really be viable, it only makes a difference if the community agrees with us.
The next bargaining session between Lee and the Missoula Independent is scheduled for later this week. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.